Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a dramatic night in Kirkcaldy as Brayhead Clan took a 6-5 win over Fife Flyers thanks to goals from Matt Becker, Alex Levitt, 2 from Craig Peacock, Daniel Asberg and the winner at the end from Scott Pitt. To reflect on what was quite a game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, first of all, have you had a chance to recover from that one yet?
Yeah, it was pretty back and forth there for 60 minutes.
What was your reflections on the game?
Oh, I think anytime you enter in a 6-5 kind of shootout, it's a lot going on. But I thought it was a pretty good character win as far as our response. You know, we had the lead, we lost the lead a couple times, and every time we did, we came back to equalize. You know, within a minute or two. And you know, I thought our composure on the bench was good. Confidence was good. We put 43 shots on net tonight, and we were able to get by a very good goaltender, 6 even strength goals.
And after sharing 4 goals in the first period, did you have an inkling it was going to be one of those nights?
I guess you never know how it's going to go. But obviously, you know, I thought the goals that were scored were very good. I talked to Rusty after the game, and usually an 11 goal. A game like that, you know, you can fault goalies and whatnot. And I thought the goals were pretty nice, well worked and backdoor and kind of barred down. And it's it's a lot of fun for the fans to watch, but it's not so much fun for the guys behind the bench.
As we saw late on in the game, Fife went ahead on a couple of occasions. They looked as though they could have maybe taken something from the game. Again, it just shows that the spirit this team has, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, I think they shut our power play down, and our power play's actually been moving the puck. We haven't had many chances, but tonight you got to give a lot of credit to Fife. I felt they shut down pretty much every play we wanted to work, and they pushed us outside of our comfort zone, and we didn't look crisp on it. But luckily we had five different goal scorers scoring 6 even strength goals. You're not going to get that too often to squeak a win here in an extremely tough building to play in. I mean, these guys have been playing great. They haven't dropped many points in this building this year. So it's a big reward for us to walk out of here at 2 points. Like I said, it's one of the toughest buildings in the league. And then on top of that, you put the rivalry and everything. You know, I thought our guys stepped up with a couple big guys missing on our lineup too.
Now on to Edinburgh tomorrow. Looking ahead, what would it mean to be ending this run of away games with a 4-point weekend if you can do it?
Yeah, obviously you look, we talked about it this week leading up, and you look at the standings, it's still, fairly early, but a 4-point weekend, and all of a sudden, depending on results, we could be looking at 2 points away from Fife, and starting to climb that table. We've been playing very good hockey of late. We haven't always got the points, but we've been consistently playing well. And I think the schedule now kind of tilts in our favor, definitely with travel and a lot more within our conference here. So it gives us something to strive for. But it's going to be a tough test. Anytime you go into Edinburgh on a second night and on the big ice there, they're going to be looking for a response tonight. So it's never easy. But we'll get rested up and we're ready to go and be prepared to go tomorrow.
And that was the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, reflecting on quite a game in Fife there, the Clan winning by 6-5. Well, the Clan return home next Saturday, the 3rd of December, the first of those Christmas crackers against the Dundee Stars. Face-off at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844-499-1700. That's 0844-499-1700, or get them on the Clan website. That's Brayhead Clan versus Dundee Stars next Saturday, the 3rd of December. Face-off, 7 p.m. Bye for now.